Hey girl, it's Emily. I'm so excited to be celebrating 400,000 downloads of Habit Hack Your Health, and I'm celebrating with you. So, our signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, our quarter audio masterclasses, my one-on-one clients, and the guests that you all and I have personally learned from over these past few years has started a movement focused on why women have to do habits differently. And it's building confidence from the inside out for you and the other habit hackers in our community. I want to be able to reach more women in our movement, and that's where I need your help. To celebrate 400,000 downloads, I want to give away my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, paired with a one-on-one coaching call. Now, the way we're going to do this is to leave a review. The more reviews that we receive of the show, the more women it will reach. So let's celebrate and do this giveaway. To enter, I just need you to leave a written review in iTunes and screenshot it. Share your review on Instagram on your stories and tag me at EmilyNichols22. Or if social media isn't your thing, please email it to me at hello@emily-nichols.com. It's all linked in the show notes. This is all well worth over $1,000, totally for free if you win. This will make a huge impact on your healthy habits sticking and you finally stop dieting, but you also get to help us make an impact on more women by helping to bring more of them to the podcast. So this starts April 23rd, and the contest ends Sunday, the 28th. Go leave your review right now while you're listening. It literally takes just 1 minute to write it out and what you love about the show. I'll even encourage you to make this a habit to do for other shows that you love as well. So thanks for hanging with me for 400,000 downloads, and here's to many, many, many more together. Good luck entering the giveaway. Let's get into the show. Hey girl, do you wish you could make your healthy habits stick, but life keeps getting in the way? Are you tired of diet culture telling you to shrink yourself when you'd rather just find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and feel and look good in your favorite leggings? Then you're in the right place. Think of this as Atomic Habits for Women. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, millennial mom, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about health and our habits. How do I know? Because I've gone from former chronic dieter to habit hacker through the power of the system that I'm now going to teach you so you can finally stop dieting and just train for life via your habits. Remember, it's not your fault your healthy habits haven't stuck. We just have to do them differently. Are you ready to habit hack your health? Then let's do this. Hey girl, welcome to the very first Habit Hack Thursday episode of 2024. If you're new here, every Thursday I give you a quick habit hack, either around mindset, movement, or food freedom to help you start taking action. Today we're focused on mindset, in particular, analysis paralysis, right? So maybe with it being the new year, you're listening or reading all of these great personal development books. You're listening to all the podcasts about healthy habits like Habit Hack Your Health. This is like where you need to go, girl. You're writing out plans in your planner. You're maybe even getting recipes online and planning out meals. You just ordered a bunch of meal prep containers from Amazon, but then you do nothing. Right? I've been there. You're not taking action because now it's just too overwhelming, right? It's just so overwhelming trying to do all of these things. And analysis paralysis has set in. Now, what is this? Analysis paralysis refers to a situation where someone becomes so overwhelmed by the multitude of choices or possibilities that they struggle to make a decision or take action. So it's when a person gets stuck in a cycle of overthinking, constantly analyzing information, and feeling just unable to move forward due to like their fear of making the wrong choice, right? Or what I see a lot for the women I work with, it's fear of failure based on past failures, which I'm holding my fingers up, making those little quotation marks, because you've not failed in the past. You just need to do your habits differently, right? And that's why I teach the Atomic Habit for Women philosophy and the systems inside of the Healthy Habits Accelerator pod course, right? I thought with all of the planning you're probably in the midst of doing right now, with it being the first of the year, I thought it would be a great time to revisit best practices with the habit loop. Ugh, this is my favorite step in my habit hacking system. This is juicy, juicy habit strategy, and this is how you take action, right? It's one thing to plan it all out, but to logistically do it, I mean, this is the gap I've seen in so many years of working and training women. There's a gap between like planning and then like actually doing it. And the habit loop is what is going to help you take action. Now, to learn more, you can also listen to my secret podcast, Atomic Habits for Women. That just got an overhaul where I re-recorded it. It's 5 secret episodes. You can go to bit.ly/Atomic Habits for Women. It's linked in the show notes all the time for you. This is where I'm just kind of sharing, like, look, like, this is why women have to do habits differently. Here are some basic habit strategies you can take to start taking action. And we go into a little bit more detail as far as like what the habit loop looks like, especially in my pod course from there. But let's revisit what a habit loop is and how to take action. But of course, we're going to do this from the female perspective, hashtag Atomic Habits for Women. So let's talk about it. So a habit loop is a cue, routine, reward. So a cue is a trigger. So you're setting up some type of trigger to do the habit. So it's going to prompt action, right? It could be a time of day, it could be a visual cue, or even an event. So for example, after finishing morning coffee, you finish your morning coffee is a really good cue. I love using that one because most of us drink coffee in the morning, or immediately after getting home from work can be another cue or a trigger. Okay. Step 2 in the habit loop is the routine. So that's like the actual habit, right? What the specific action you are taking. So for example, if it's exercise, it's, you know, you're doing your workout. Boom. That's it. That's simple. The habit part's the easy part. The cue and the last step, the reward, are usually the challenging part. So the reward is like completing the action. Like that's like immediate gratification. And this is a step that of the habit loop. It's really challenging for us women because we're so not used to like patting ourselves on the back and being like, girl, look, I did it. Like when nobody's looking, right? But it could be something so small and satisfying as like leading into the feeling like that exercise high you feel at the end of a workout, or like you drink like a smoothie, or you finish listening to your podcast, or you like ours, or you're taking a few minutes for relaxation time. Like that could be like a reward in itself as well. That's a hard part. We kind of go over reward cycles a little bit further in detail inside of my pod course, okay? So it's a cue, routine, reward. Like the routine, the actual habits, the easy part is thinking about triggers and cues to help you start the motion of the habit loop, doing it, and the reward leaning into the feeling, which will lead you to always reinforcing that cue to keep doing it over and over again. So you have to repeat and like reinforce this habit loop. Consistency is key, is like key. You have to repeat this loop consistently, okay? The cue triggers the routine, leading to the reward, reinforcing the behavior, and over time, this repetition just strengthens the habit where you don't even have to think about it anymore, right? So the habit loop is where it's at. Inside of my Accelerator pod course, I actually have 60 habit loops I provide around food, freedom, mindset, and movement to get your creative juices going as far as like, how do I create this habit loop? And my goal is for you to use the habit loop to help you take action, but then over time, you don't even have to like think about it, right? We have other tools in place like habit trackers and other backup plans in mind, if you will, because life will get in the way as it does. But if you start with just these habit loops over time, that habit becomes an unconscious behavior. You don't have to think about it anymore. You don't have to use any habit tools unless you need to reinforce and change the behavior for whatever season of life that you're in. So a couple of tips around a habit loop is to keep it super simple and achievable, considering your time constraints when you have like a super busy schedule. Make the rewards super satisfying enough to reinforce the habit, but not extravagant or time consuming or going against and not reinforcing the habit. Like if you're trying to eat more fruits and vegetables and your reward is to eat like a Snickers bar, like girl, that's not really reinforcing the habit, right? And consistency is just so crucial in forming habits. Stick to the loop every day to solidify the behavior, and you're going to create such a structured process, like I said, where you don't even have to think about the habit loop anymore. And that's the point we want you to get to, because I know you're overwhelmed and have a lot of those tabs open in your head. This allows you to open one little tab, reinforce the behavior so you can eventually close that tab because you just do it without even thinking about it, right? You don't open a tab on your computer to brush your teeth, right? Or in your head, excuse me, because you do it, right? And that's what I want your food freedom mindset and movement habits to get to for a place for you. So now you're just training for life. You're not dieting. You're not like trying to just focus on, you know, weight loss. You're focused on health, and the weight loss follows naturally from there. This is a really easy way to take action. The habit loop is where it's at, but we have to think about it differently as busy working millennial moms. And I can help you do that, girlfriend. Come get the Healthy Habits Accelerator pod course. It's linked in the show notes for you. You can also add on one-on-one mentorship if you need a little help and a little bit more customization as you are creating your own habit loops. It's one of my favorite things to do is to go through one of my clients, like they're like my girlfriends, and go through your schedule and really give you some customized habit hacks. It's so much fun. So you can always add that to the pod course at any time. All right, friend. So stop staying in place and having that analysis paralysis as you're planning your habits for the new year, and start taking action. The habit loop will help you do that, my friend. All right, girl, I will catch up with you next week. Hey girl, real quick before you go, did you know I have a secret podcast where I talk all about why most habit strategies don't work for us women? Spoiler alert, it's not our fault. Visit bit.ly/atomichabitsforwomen, it's linked in the show notes, to access my secret podcast series and have your biggest aha moment about why and how women have to do habits differently. And if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can find the show. Love and appreciate you, friend. We'll see you next time.